It's Tuesday, December 22nd, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. 5 steps to cloud adoption, 3 levels of tiered IoT services, 2 new laws to know about, and 1 SolarWinds Roundup. This is the business of tech. Gartner analyst Raj Bala discussed a 5-step approach for deploying mission-critical applications in the cloud at the Gartner IT Infrastructure Operations and Cloud Strategies Conference. Here's that process. First, design a strategy, including building the skills necessary. Second, build a strong foundation for the cloud, particularly in the selection of a cloud provider. Third, design and mitigate the risks, often done by embracing a multi-cloud framework. Fourth, put governance policies in place and take a critical eye to existing ones that may not apply in the cloud world. And finally, strive for operational excellence and ensure monitoring and management is in place ongoing. Why do we care? I'm a bit of a sucker for a good process, and in particular, adapting one to fit needs. This was presented in the context of enterprise adoption, though I see little reason to believe this structure doesn't apply to small and mid-market companies, which, incidentally, is why I included it. It's thematic for me, but this is the actual value a service provider brings to the party, far more than any of the technical skills. Adapt this process for yourself. Verizon is launching a managed service for enterprises and SMBs focused on Internet of Things devices. The offering is 3 levels, each building on the previous. Level 1, which provides a dedicated point of contact for cellular connectivity. Level 2, which brings lifecycle support for accounts and IoT solution implementations. Level 3, adding dedicated support for IoT platforms the customer owns. This is augmented by a la carte deployment services. Why do we care? Who doesn't love a good tiered managed services plan? I'm not sure I'd call assigning a rep an actual plan. Still, there's a logic to it and a clear extension to their device and cellular plans. As I think about 5G's mythical and still somewhat unobtainable promise, you can see the path the large companies are going to build out. Your key is staying ahead in the offerings you care about and layering in what isn't here, which is the business consulting services. Those services could be built on top of Verizon's offerings, too. 2 legal changes to be aware of. First, effective December 20th, the Television Viewer Protection Act bans ISPs and TV providers from charging rental fees for equipment customers own themselves, including modems and cable boxes. This was delayed from implementation on June 20th due to the pandemic. Second, the COVID-19 relief bill passed Monday includes provisions to create a small claims board for copyright issues under U.S. law and more severe criminal violations for streamers who broadcast copyright-protected works. Tom Tillis, Republican from North Carolina, introduced this Protecting Lawful Streaming Act, which has broad and vague wording which may impact Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook gaming. Why do we care? Someone tell me what the streaming copyright controls have to do with COVID-19 relief. You go, Tom Tillis. Way to focus on priorities. The first law is an obvious win for consumers and for small businesses, and here's your simple business idea of the week for infrastructure providers. Check with customers they aren't being charged going forward for equipment they own. Simple win for everyone. On the second, there's a lot of new marketing happening online, and we care because of the new provisions of copyright law that's taking shape. It will likely be very hard to enforce this one, which is never a good sign. The Daily SolarWinds update. Several government agencies are clarifying that SolarWinds wasn't used on networks carrying classified data, only on unclassified ones. The Energy Department specifically clarifies that only the, quote, business networks were impacted and not impacted the emission essential national security functions of the department, including National Nuclear Security Administration. VMware has confirmed it had its systems breached by the attacks, but also disputed any of its products were used as an additional attack vectors. Researchers have also shared a list of organizations where threat actors have deployed the Sunburst/SolarGate malware, which includes Intel, NVIDIA, Cisco, and Belkin. Why do we care? Experts are clarifying the difference between espionage and act of war. That jumped out at me. I'm not going to keep dwelling on the why here. It's still the same. Check out my longer form video if you missed it, with link in the show notes. Gazinta Mobius, the easiest way for ConnectWise Manage and QuickBooks Online to connect. Keep invoices, expenses, and inventory automatically updated right from Manage to QuickBooks Online, and payments right back into Manage. With simple pricing, set it and forget it auto-sync, Gazinta Mobius delivers with no restrictions on the number of invoices, expenses, and payments, and plays well with others like Connect Booster. Trusted by over 1,000 MSPs, now introducing a free plan, go to gazinta.com/Mobius and tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening. We will talk again tomorrow.